Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Yes, sorry. Started after I became a singer. But I was a singer. That songwriting was so hard to do, you know.
But I'm glad I got out to LA. But no matter what, I have always been the part that really started off was lyrics. Writing lyrics, writing story about, tell the story about what the song is about. And I started off, you know, talking about dark themes of alienation because I was going through a lot. Being someone who was a transient, who's homeless and struggled, that was my way of writing. It's shown, you know, songs that I released. Because I released songs, or I made songs, let's say, because I didn't release songs at the time when I came out here because it was such a struggle to get a rock label, but I did make this one. You can hear it on Dove Knight Legacy, Goodbye For Now, that album. I don't know, that's a combination of that. Because I was homeless. I was homeless a lot. It really affected me. Because I had a bad life already. But I also was even amazed with myself. Courageous, you know, coming 3,000 miles and coming to a city I did not know was just a dream. You know, just a dream. But still, to this day, it's a difficult undertaking. It will always happen. I knew when I came out here it would be a difficult undertaking. But I still believed. I didn't just go into the studio. I did the performing side. I was trying to evolve and find myself. I was a lost soul. I was drifting all over Hollywood. But then I realized I had to write songs, evolve my songwriting. Because perhaps maybe they thought it was too negative. You know, but when you really think about rock and roll, or you look at grunge or you look at hard rock in the past, there are a lot of songs about sad and meaningful. And I felt I was unlucky. But the songwriting side, it just evolved. Then I tried to write a pop song that I was experimented with. And I was with BMI. BMI, I've been with BMI for a long time. So those songs I developed, and I wasn't aware of songwriting. I had to be on my own as a business person. So the business side came about after I wrote the song, after I was on stage. I was like, okay, I'm not just an entertainer. I have to be a business person. I wasn't aware of what I was supposed to be, but I written that song, and I sang it was good for what it is, And it just evolved. My rock songs evolved. Because I love talking about what happened to me, you know, like unique. And there is the ghost. So I go into that other side, you know, just talking about what was happening and my observation of the industry and what I was treated with some incidents. But that song is positive, unique. But the lyrics is like, I am not destined to have my heart broken. When it comes to songwriting, because, you know, with my... At least in particular with my, if I'm going to sing it, I had to write something, you know, to where vocally I could relate to it. And the way I write, I would have to, you know, It had to be compatible with me and my voice. So the lyrics is what I'm predominantly in, because I'm a poet. You know, I write all these lyrics, all these words. So I had to tell the story. With these demos, with these songs that I released, there was another songwriter. So I work with someone else. So I'm going to take credit. At least credit was being part of the production of writing the lyrics. The music, I'm a part of it in terms of how, you know, it's kind of like, you know, words is one thing, but you need the type of music, the sound, the melody to connect. And it's so important. Over time, I learned the importance of a melody in the music. It's like, you can think of it, in a knowledge or dream, like the music is like the bodies of water on the ocean, in an ocean, whereas the lyrics can fly up into the sky through the voice. So it's kind of like the melody with the instruments are at the bodies of water, so the singer can fly up into the sky. In rock and roll, it was like the bodies of water was the bass and guitar, so the voice and the guitar could fly up because it was evolved around the guitar, the lead guitar, or... So how does the guitar, the melody of the guitar? But in pop, it's just the voice and the direction where the music is going to take the voice. So it's so important because I sing out melody. So when I sing, I don't sing a lyric, I sing a melody. So that's part of the music. But then I play on the keyboard or come up with a certain idea. So the vision I have is how the song is going to sound like. So I work with somebody and say, how is this song going to sound like? So if it's pop, we have to, you know, come up with ideas. Some of my music, I don't have a bass. I just have two instruments, keyboards and drums. That's how experimental it is. Like pop music, like, yeah, I have the drums, I have the bass, I have the guitar, or I have a keyboard. Sometimes I don't. I just don't have the guitar or the bass, or I just have, I utilize two instruments. But then I experimented even more so by doing a song on my own with just the keyboard. I do love you.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? Don't you know, really do? Don't you know?
I do love you was just you know, a melody that I made. It's just I made it up, even with the middle keyboard solo. And I did songs where I do a keyboard solo. I just grew and grew as an artist with my songwriting, because I love I think of all of my the subjects that I love to write about more than anything is love, romantic love, or love in general. It's just love, romantic love. It's like such a great subject to write about, and the goods and bads of it. Because I realize love is the most important tool on this planet. Self-love is the most important tool. Because as I tell you, I got to love myself before I love someone else. Love is essential. When we don't love ourselves, I realize we hurt people. When you don't love yourself, you try to control or hurt people. And that's not how you're supposed to live. When we love ourselves. So love is so important. And I learned that on a philosophical level too. So I write the good and bad parts of love. And yes, I went right into it with a dance. Yeah, this song is probably the darker side of love. So you can listen to that on Deezer, Spotify, you can listen to it on Apple. I'm Over You is about true. I love to write the other thing about what I love to look at my life and write about true events. It's about being in love with somebody I cannot be in love with. And it was also about, you know, finding the realization that true love is a two-way street, and loving thyself. I was in love with somebody who would never be in love with me. I was in denial about it a long, long time ago. I had to accept the reality of it because it ended, and I was brokenhearted. And everybody gets brokenhearted. You know, love is very difficult because I'm sure everybody in some time in their life been broken. So I'm Over You means I have to move on and really love myself and find somebody else who will love me. So that's what I'm Over You is about. But I love to write about you know, the dream. Because of all the songs I've done, I think perhaps the most important part is why I do these songs. Made these demos a form or became a BMI songwriter, become part of ASCAP as, and, you know, why I became a publisher, song publisher, why I had to start a company, why I put my songs out is because I want to make my Hollywood dream come true. I came to Hollywood to make my dreams come true. And that's a difficult undertaking. It's an evolving process that's still going on after so many years. I made it to the indie label, but still hoping that dream to get to the next level. and I hope it does come true. My music is genuinely honest. I'm an honest songwriter. I'm in control of my music. It has brought me joy and pain. It has attracted me to people I never expected. It has caused scars where people, because I release music, these people with problems come my way. But through it all, I continue to try to progress and do the best I can. But it helps me write music because I get inspired. And my Hollywood dream come true is so important because that's why I came to Hollywood at such a young age. And it's still evolving process, so positive. And that's why I will continue to write, because my music genuinely, I own it. I own everything, but I say that because it's honest. The bad side of being a songwriter is to see people, you know, say, I don't own it or try to undermine it. They don't know what it's like to write music for a long time. They don't know the sweat and buckets it takes to be a professional singer or songwriter. It's just as important to me as being a singer, because it's two pieces of the pod. If one or the other is out of the picture, it'd be difficult for the other one to be created fully. So I have to be fully a singer and a songwriter because they both go hand in hand for me. They are connected. So when I sing, a lyric has to come out, or a melody with that lyric, which evolves into a song. So I leave that with you today. If anyone is concerned about my songwriter or concerned about me, realize what I say on these podcasts is true, but especially my songwriting is part of that dream. It always will be.